The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the host and the guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.
I'm Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions.
And I'm Ron Jr. from Bupa Productions.
Today it's Tuesday, May 3rd, 2011, and this is Volume 1, Chapter 10 of the Wedding Tips Radio Show. And you're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM, or you can listen to us online at 1110WCCMAM.com. You can also email us at tips@bupa.com. Today's guest, we're going to have Justice of the Peace, Carol J. Merletti. She'll be joining us about 9:30 or so. She'll be calling in. And we'll be discussing hiring a JP, a Justice of the Peace, for your wedding. And when we say Justice of the Peace, that is spelled P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E. Because they are justices of the peace. And of course, we'll be supplying wedding tips. That's the name of the show, the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You can call in and reach us at 978-687-8005. Toll free is 877-687-8005. And the infamous line, which I'm going to say right now, which we've been saying since we've been doing the show, if you're shy, you can email us at tips@bupa.com, and we will answer your question on the air. And if we can't answer your question this week, we will have an answer for you next week. And I just want to correct something I said last week. I said we'll have a question for you next week, when it should have been answer. So I heard that, and I said, well, let me correct that this week, because we like to keep things on the up and up here. And as always, you can listen to any of our shows online anytime on our podcast at www.bupa.com/blog. You can also visit our Wedding Tips and Resources blog, where many of our discussed wedding tips are available to you. If you're on Facebook, please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/weddingtipsradio. And if you're a vendor and you'd like to advertise on the Wedding Tips Radio Show, you don't necessarily have to be a wedding vendor, please give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com. Dan is not with us this morning. We have Ron Jr. filling in for him. Dan had some training he had to attend to at his regular job, so he will not be with us this morning.
Big shoes to fill today,
and we'll see if we get through the day without the infamous phrase coming up, but
I think it'll somehow surface.
If I know Dan, he'll probably call in just to say it, so just to we'll try to get through a show without it. But it is Tuesday, May 3rd, and we are here. And we're going to talk, I think, first off, I have some wedding day tips, top 10 details to remember. And these are 10 items that you should keep in mind for the preparation of your wedding. So let's start with number one. What you should have on the day of your wedding, you should have an emergency kit on hand. A bride with her trusty emergency kit is a meltdown waiting to happen. Before the wedding day, put together a little kit of must-haves in case something should go wrong. Ideally, you should have extra makeup, safety pins, breath spray, nail polish for snags, hairspray, a comb, and anything else you deem appropriate to combat wedding stress. If a situation does arise, you'll be thankful you had these things with you. Now, I know when I used to be what we called a room captain when I was at Lombardo's, I always had in my pocket, in my tuxedo pocket, I had safety pins, I had the packets of aspirin or Tylenol in case somebody had a headache, you know. Used to carry these things in my pocket just in case something like this happened.
And it's amazing how many things you don't think of that could happen the day of. I mean, anything could get hooked or snagged, and you pop a button or what have you, or you know, seam starts to come undone. So it does help to have something on hand.
Yeah, just to have it there, just in case. You never know. It's always a good idea to put a little kit together. And even if, you know, somebody who you know is going to be close by, even if they're not part of the bridal party, but you know that they're going to be there in case you need it, that they could keep it in a bag for you or just have it ready in case
you need it. Like grandma, she's always got a big bag.
Yeah.
So.
With tin foil.
The tin foil and the plastic bags to take home the desserts afterwards. Right.
That's it. Number two, bring comfortable shoes to change into. Please don't maintain the illusion that you can wear those fabulous designer heels all night long. They will begin to hurt your feet and impede your ability to hobnob with your friends. Pack some cute flats that you've previously broken in, or some simple white sandals you can keep dancing all night long.
Well, how many times do you see this? You know, the dance floor is open and the people are up there, and you see the pile of shoes on the edge of the dance floor because all the ladies have taken their shoes off by this point because, let's face it, I mean, I don't want to wear something that looks like that. I mean, I don't know how these young ladies do this.
Well, I know there was one wedding... I don't think you did it. I think it was Uncle Rick. They brought sandals for everybody.
Cool.
They brought sandals for people to wear.
Yeah, I was at one at one point, too, where they gave out flip-flops and everything. They had buckets of flip-flops for everybody to have.
Yeah, they brought them. They brought them for everybody to be comfortable so that they would dance.
And I think it was a beach-themed wedding, too. They were going off to the islands or something, and that was part. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, looking back, that was a great idea because people lose the shoes anyways. Now everybody's running around barefoot. Well, put the flip-flop on and you're all set to go, you know?
Yeah, and that's the other thing. I know the girls love to dance barefoot, but you never know. Somebody broke a drink on the floor or something and...
yeah, absolutely.
You know, you really shouldn't
broken
be going,
glass. Yeah,
yeah. Broken glass on the dance floor. Cut foot. Number three, put someone in charge of the vendors and trust a friend or family member to keep track of vendors, such as the DJ or band, caterers, florist, facility manager, wait staff, and photography team. Let him or her be the point person if the vendor has a question, if something has changed, or there is an issue. Trust me, this will reduce much of the wedding stress that will occur throughout the day.
You know, and on the same line of that, I don't know if it's been discussed before, but, you know, one of the things, being on that side of the coin, being the vendor, I would like to just recommend that you remember your vendors. Remember your videographers, your photographers, and other people that may be in attendance at the wedding. It's a long day for them as well. One of the things that I always made sure of, especially at my own wedding, was that my vendors were fed and taken care of and things like that. It's a good idea to remember. They are people, too. They're working, but they're also people. They do get hungry. They do get thirsty, things like that. So it is a nice idea to make sure that you do, you know, make an allotment for them where they will be able to have something to eat during the day, you know.
You know, something along that lines, something that I just want to share of what I did when my daughter got married is, you know, there's always the question of tips. And do people get tips? When are they supposed to give them? Tips is to ensure, that's with an I, to ensure proper service. You know, there's different variations of what exactly it means. What I did myself was I tipped the entire wait staff, the wedding coordinator, everybody before the event started. Now, you're going to say, well, what if they did a lousy job? Well, if they did a lousy job, they did a lousy job. But the feedback that I got from them that they came up to me was it kind of enthused them.
Yeah.
You know, it made them already feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, I put a little letter in, you know, this is my daughter's wedding. You know, I know you people work hard. Please, you know, do the best job possible. This is for you and whatever. And I think it made a difference. Yeah. I think it changes the attitude of
Absolutely.
People. And it's sad to say that, but it's just something to keep in mind, you know, that people are people. And a lot of these waiters and waitresses, in something that we haven't touched on that we probably should, When you're booking a wedding and you'll see something that says service charge, and a lot of people think that that means that that is the tip that the waiters and waitresses are going to get, and it really isn't. That is the facility's charge for their laundry, for their tablecloths, napkins. The wait staff usually doesn't see any of that money. So it's just something to keep in mind. I know maybe because we're in the business, when we're at a wedding or any type of function that, you have a waiter or a waitress, we always tip them. We always collect money at the table and give it to them because we know how hard those people work because we're behind the scenes and see them. But it's just something to keep in mind that you may want to do it beforehand. And I think you'll see that people may have a different attitude.
It definitely changes the attitude because for these folks, they're banging out 2-3 weddings a weekend on top of probably working full-time during the week as well. And to them, it just becomes another job. To you, it's the most special day that you're going to have, but to them, it's just another day at work. You give them a reason now to want to work for you and to want to do a good job. I'm not saying that people aren't going to do their jobs anyways, but it gives them that little incentive, like you're saying.
I think it just changes the mood. Puts a smile on their face.
Absolutely.
Number four, don't forget to eat before and during the wedding.
Absolutely.
Number four on this list of wedding day tips is incredibly important. Sounds impossible, but brides do forget to eat with all that is going on. One of the best wedding day tips I can offer is to start the day with a healthy breakfast that will keep you going until your afternoon or evening meal is served. The last thing you want to do is add to your wedding stress and pass out in front of your guest or experience hunger pangs all day. Rely on one of your bridesmaids to fix a plate for you or do it yourself while you converse with guests waiting in line, and then actually sit down and eat it. You pick the menu. Don't you deserve to enjoy it?
Absolutely. When you think of the cost of what a plate is for the average wedding nowadays, don't you want to eat that meal? I mean, you picked out that menu. Don't you want to enjoy it? You absolutely, and I tell every bride and groom that I sit with, make sure you sit down and eat that meal. Enjoy your day. Look at, all your guests here. They're all going to partake in this day with you. Sit and eat with them as well.
Number five, provide your guests with an accurate map and directions. Everyone will tell you this is one of the best wedding tips you could get. The last thing you want to deal with is guests calling you and your friends asking for directions because yours aren't quite clear. Talk about wedding stress. Make sure you provide turn-by-turn navigation, especially helpful for those out-of-towners, as well as a detailed map of your venue with each surrounding street clearly listed and identifiable.
Well, and this is a good point. And everybody says, well, we got the GPS nowadays. And the phone has the GPS. Well, it's an electronic device. It could fail. Something could go wrong. The battery could die. Who knows? If they have that sheet of paper with the invitation, they're going to have a better chance of finding the place. Everybody's relying on all these electronics nowadays. It's still good to have it on paper, sent out with the invitation so that, people will have it right there in front of them.
Here's one that I've been stressing, I think, since day one. Make sure your bridal party knows to come early. Okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Make sure to coordinate your bridesmaids, the fiancé coordinates the groomsmen beforehand. You want everybody to be at the ceremony on time. You want them to get to the function hall on time. Your photographer's going to be waiting at the function hall to shoot pictures. If the bridal party isn't there, your pictures are going to be held up. What may happen is it could delay the start of your wedding, which you don't want to happen. It could also force you into a situation where when you should be dancing and having a good time, you're going to have to go back out and take pictures with those people that weren't there at the beginning when all the other pictures were being done. So always try to keep the bridal party together. Let them know to get to the hall. And this isn't just bridesmaids and groomsmen. This is also parents of the bride. Sometimes they tend to get lost also. So make sure that everybody who's going to be involved in the pictures or if it's someone who's assisting the bride or the groom or whatever, that they're where they're supposed to be on time and that they know where they're going.
And another good point with that, too, is a lot of photographers are contracted by how many hours. They're going to be there waiting at a specific time when everybody's supposed to be there. What's going to happen now is if everybody's running late and everything's running over, at the end of the night where you could have certain pictures, you may miss out on those opportunities because you run into the problem where, you know, your contract is up with the photographer now. So you definitely want to be on time for everything.
Yeah, because we've run into that where we've had to, you know, switch things around, move things up in the order of things because the photographer was leaving. Your wedding may be going till 12 o'clock, but the photographer was leaving at 10:30. So we had to make sure we got everything in so
right.
The photographer
could get
them.
Bouquet and garter pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if they want to do the last dance picture, they may have to do a last dance just early just to get those pictures in.
Right, so... Just keep that in mind. Keep everybody together. Make sure everybody's going. This is why if everybody's in the limo, it makes it easier. But if everybody's taking their own cars, just reinforce to them to go directly where they're supposed to be going and don't take any detours. Number 7, set up something special for your guest in the facility's bathrooms. I'm seeing this quite a bit now. A basket of toiletries is a clever way to show your creativity at your wedding. Usually the bathrooms get overwhelmed, and guests may need something to get them through the rest of the night. One of the most helpful wedding tips is to stock a basket for your guest, perhaps decorated with ribbons in your wedding colors, with floss, tampons for the ladies, gum, lotion, sanitizer, mouthwash, and safety pins for each of the men's and women's restrooms. I'm seeing this all the time now. It's in the...
It's almost becoming a standard.
Yeah.
It's part of, you're going to have flowers there, you're going to have a cake, you're going to have the basket in the restroom for your guest. And it is a nice touch. You know, how many people show up and they, geez, I wish I had a breath mint or something. And it is nice to have that available to your guest.
Yeah, and it's you can make it up yourself or, you know, make it a project with the bridesmaids when you're doing favors. Make this as part of the project to get this together for the restrooms for the men and the ladies, and you can buy those little tubes of just about everything that we mentioned.
Right.
It's almost like the sample section in the
it's nice too, especially if you're having a wedding during the summer months where it's hot. You know, something to freshen up with, maybe, you know, a dab of cologne, a perfume for people, just to, you know, let's face it, you get out there, you dance, and you kind of get a little icky after a while. So
Number 8, this is a good one. Keep the kids in mind. Everyone is having a good time, but what are the kids up to? If you choose to have children at your wedding, so be it. They'll need a little entertainment, though if you want to keep wedding stress at bay, they need some entertainment, I'm sorry. One of my favorite wedding day tips is to serve fun finger foods like chicken nuggets, grilled cheese, french fries, and carrot sticks to get them to eat and keep them happy. A great idea is to have all the children at a centrally located children's table. Adorn the table with activity and coloring books, crayons, puzzles, and lots of drawing paper to keep them occupied. If you and your fiancé decide not to have children at your wedding, however, make sure that all the parents know this well in advance so that they can find a babysitter.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I mean, and we're seeing that more and more. You know, people want to incorporate children within the wedding. Yeah, they may have nieces, nephews, what have you. And they want to, they want to have them partake in the day and enjoy it with them. But it's also nice to be able to have something for the children to do, so that they're not running around and skidding across the dance floor and tripping people. And, you know, let's just face it, the kids are going to be kids, and that's the beauty of being a child. You have a lot of energy, and you're excited. But it could get a little overwhelming for some of the guests, too. So,
now, some folks even hire, like, a teacher or someone who deals with children all the time for that day just to stay at the table with them to keep them busy.
Yeah, just give them activities, something to do, color, draw, or what have you, right?
Number 9, hand the rings off to someone responsible. Have one of the attendants in your bridal party hang on to the rings before the ceremony. Instruct her to wait until right before the party is sent down the aisle to give the ring bearer and flower girl the rings so that they don't get lost in the day's hustle and bustle. Now, this says her because if you think about the procedure of what happens, the gentlemen are usually up at the wherever the ceremony is going to take place, and it is the bridal party that walks in, which is the usually the bridesmaids, the ring bearer, and the flower girl. So it would be probably one of the women that would hold on to the ring and then put it on the pillow for the ring bearer to bring down.
Right.
So that's usually what that happens. Number 10, create a menu for guests to peruse. Number 10 on this list of wedding day tips isn't hard to do, but gives your guest an idea of what kind of food will be served. For a sit-down dinner, this is imperative. Of course, as there will be multiple options to choose from, even if you're having a large buffet meal where guests help themselves, place a menu on each table so that anticipation can build. Sometimes, even without a menu, your guest might even overlook a food station with their favorite dish. Okay, I want to take this is from a Sherry Johnson, who is a photographer, who actually posted this. And this is on our wedding day. This is on our blog page, our wedding tips and resources blog. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with one of my favorite people who I have done a number of weddings with. This is one of the best JPs in the state of Massachusetts. Her name is Carol J. Merletti. We're going to be talking to her right on the other side of the break, and I'll tell you a little bit more about her once we get back.
Love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
You want your wedding day to be perfect and unique, a reflection of who you are as individuals and as a couple. You want your honeymoon to be just as unique. At Playtime Vacations, we want to help make sure your honeymoon will be everything you're hoping for and more. Our experienced staff is waiting to hear from you, ready to help create the honeymoon of your dreams. Give us a call at 603-275-2350 or visit us online at www.playtimevacations.net and let's start planning together. Playtime Vacations. Get out and play.
Need a video shot of your special event? Look no further than Daniel's Video Productions. We specialize in wedding videos, music videos, or any video you might require to tell your story. Now capturing in high definition and burning onto Blu-ray or standard DVDs. From wedding vows to electric guitars, Daniel's Video Productions will capture the sights and sounds to last a lifetime. Don't trust your video to just anyone. Visit us at www.danielsvideo.com or call us at 978-590-4273. Daniel's Video Productions, making memories to last a lifetime.
Natasha's Bridal is all about you. Beginning with your gown, we'll help you create your entire look, from chic accessories to bridal lingerie. Visit our intimate and charming boutique, where you'll find the latest in bridal fashions and formal wear, from sleek and modern to graceful and feminine. Sumptuous fabrics, unique details, timeless elegance, all from top designers. Come prepared to be pampered with outstanding service and personal attention. Make Natasha's Bridal in Methuen your first step down the aisle.
Hi, this is Ron Ferris from Bupa Productions. If you're a wedding vendor, why not become a sponsor on the Wedding Tips radio show? Your ad is not only played on our show, but it becomes part of our podcast. What this means for you is an ad that continues to generate exposure. Most ads are a one-time investment that you hope gets seen or heard. With our podcast, your ad continues to be heard on the internet, and we also place your information on our website under Wedding Vendors. Give us a call at 1-800-882-2723 or email us at info@bupa.com, and we will show you how reasonable our advertising is. You can hear all of our shows at www.bupa.com. BoopaProductions.com. Boopa Productions is one of the finest disc jockey services with a commitment to help you plan your music for your wedding. We understand that a wedding is one of the most memorable occasions for couples, and we are dedicated to making sure that yours is just the way that you want it. We are not an agency, but a family-run business. Personalized service is essential to ensuring that your wedding will be exactly the way you want it. That is why we meet with you before your wedding and discuss all of your special song selections, announcements, and introductions. On the day of your wedding, we take requests from your guest and any other requests that you may have. It is our goal to provide you with the best possible experience on your special day. Visit our website at www.boopa.com or call us at 1-800-882-2723 and let us answer your questions. It's your wedding, and we don't forget that.
And we're back. This is the Wedding Tips Radio Show. You're listening to us on 1110 AM WCCM. If you have a question, give us a call at 978-687-8005. If you're shy, email us a question at tips@boopa.com. And right now, we're going to have, like I said, one of my favorite people, my favorite JP, and I'll tell you why, because I've done I don't know how many weddings where she has been the JP, and the thing I love about this woman is she is like me, is she cares about what it is the bride and groom want. It is not about her, it's about the people getting married. And Carol J. Merletti is a justice of the peace, and I'll say it again, it's P-E-A-C-E, not P-I-E-C-E, right, Carol?
That's correct. How are you, Ron?
Good, Carol. How you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
My son, Ron Jr., is here.
Hi, how
Ron.
You doing?
And I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Doing very well, thanks.
Good.
And the legendary Bruce Arnold is also with us.
Hello, Bruce.
Nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer. And for our listeners, I think what you're going to here over the next few minutes is going to be surprising, because some of these facts about getting married in Massachusetts, and I think New Hampshire is quite similar, correct, Carol, and some of these?
You know, to be honest with you, Ron, I would assume so.
Okay.
I mean, most states are the same.
Okay. Now, the first thing, Carol, let's just go, how did you become a JP?
Well, I actually had gotten married by a justice of the peace myself 24 years ago. And one of the things, during those days, you weren't able to find the JP by the internet. We didn't have social media. So I, of course, used the Yellow Pages. And at that time, you really didn't have an option to be involved in your ceremony vows.
Really?
And that always bothered me. Thankfully, he did a beautiful job. And the only way we knew what was being said is when we had to replay the video. So I always felt it important that couples be involved in their own wedding vows, because it's about them. It's not about the justice of the peace.
Right, right.
So that was one reason. Secondly, when same-sex marriage became law in Massachusetts, a lot of the justices of the peace were stepping down, saying it was against their beliefs to marry a same-sex couple. And I'm a very open person. I love everybody. So to me, it was important to me to be able to help same-sex couples get married as well. So that was another. There were many aspects, many reasons, but that was certainly a very important issue to me as well.
Okay, and I know in being part of some of your ceremonies, they are always beautiful in the vows, and I know you help to write those if they need them, or they can write them themselves. Is that how you usually do it?
That's correct. Yeah. You know, you'll be surprised today. Couples really want to be involved. Of course, you get some people who, you know, they clearly don't know how to write vows, so I supply them with different options so they can pick and choose. But then you have other couples who will write it from top to bottom. So there are options there, but to me, it is never about the officiant. It is always about the couple, 100%. They have to have complete say on what they want for their special day. I mean, that's very important. It has to reflect them.
So you're allowing them to put their own format together, in a sense. I mean, there's I'm sure, a basic outline that you're trying to follow, but...
Well, there are certain guidelines that you have to follow, but, you know, a lot of people think when you get married, you have to exchange rings. That's not the case. You
really,
do not,
right.
Absolutely yeah. not. You do not have to. So many people, you know, maybe it's because someone's being shipped off, you know, to you know, Afghanistan, Iraq, and they want to get married beforehand, so they're not going to have the big ceremony right away. So it'll just be the couple and maybe just a few friends. So they don't do the whole full ceremony. It's just, you know, they do the basics and decide later on when they come back, you know, when he or she returns, they'll have a huge wedding, and then they'll exchange the rings then.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Carol, one of the things I really want to get into, because I found this fascinating, I'm in Massachusetts and I want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I live in Haverhill. I have to go to Haverhill City Hall and get my marriage license, right?
No, not correct. You can go anywhere you want in the state of Massachusetts. It does not matter where you go. However, what most people don't know is, you, for an example, you can go to Boston, and don't quote me on the price, but for an example, I believe it's somewhere between $50 and $65, either Boston or Cambridge, to apply for a marriage license, where you can come to my city of Malden, and it's $30 to apply for a marriage license. So you can go anywhere in the state of Massachusetts. It doesn't matter. What the difference is that it will cost. The cost, they vary. They
that
never stay
the same.
Very
interesting.
And I like to tell couples that, because what a lot of people don't know as well is, when you go back to pick up your final marriage license, they charge you again.
Yeah.
It's not as much as when you first applied for your marriage license, but it is still. And in this economy, people are trying to save money, so why not shop around if you have the time to call a few city halls and town halls to find out what it is that they charge for a marriage license?
Now, see, that's something I think most people, because I had no idea. So as long as you have a marriage license from a city or town within the state of Massachusetts, you can get married anywhere in Massachusetts.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Does not have to be the city or town that you live in, nor does it have to be where your actual ceremony is taking place.
Okay. And when you get this license, how long is it good for?
It is good for 60 days.
Okay.
But I tell couples they don't have to go the 2 months before the ceremony. You know, a month before or 3 weeks before is plenty of time. The only thing that they want to keep in mind is, oftentimes, especially in the summertime, city halls and town halls either close on a certain day or they close early. So because it's a three-day waiting process, for an example, if you go on a Monday to apply, you can't pick your marriage license back up until, say, that Thursday. But I know in my city of Malden, they close at noontime on Fridays. So if somebody has a wedding, you don't want to cut it close, because if your wedding is that following weekend, you don't want to be going there on a Friday, you know, after noontime, because you're not going to get your license.
Now, speaking of the license, what happens now? I have my license.
Mm-hmm.
You're marrying me. Now what is the procedure? What is the next step? You have to see that license before you can do anything.
Absolutely. Well, most people give it to me on the day of the ceremony, and that's fine, because to be honest with you, I don't want to be responsible for that. So when I get there, when I get to any wedding venue, the first thing I have to have in my hands is that marriage license. And I am really, really strict about telling couples, if you can remember your gown and you can remember your tux, you can remember that marriage license, because if you don't have that, there will not be a wedding. It's the law. So what happens, I arrive, and that's the first thing that I look for. Before, I also look for the wedding coordinator, because sometimes that person may have it as well. But then I have to open it up in front of someone to look at the expiration date, just to make sure it's not expired. It's never happened. I think, as you know, Ron, I've married over 560 couples, so thankfully it's never happened. Actually, no, it did happen once, and they had to go back and get it. So that's very important. So now it becomes my job to take that. I bring it home with me. I have to record it in a book, and then I mail it back to the city hall or town hall.
Okay. So you're the person who does the ceremony. Now, do I have to have a best man, maid of honor, or who are usually the witnesses to a wedding?
There are no witnesses anymore. You do not have to have that. That is no longer required. A blood test is no longer required. A physical is no longer required. When Governor Romney was the governor of Massachusetts, he stopped all those things. So those are not necessary. However, people still like sticking with tradition. So they do still like to have a witness. So what I do is, because I have to take the marriage license with me, I don't want couples saying, geez, Carol, I know you just married me. I feel married, but I don't have a piece of paper that says that I'm married. I don't have it yet because you had to take it. So I give every single couple a temporary marriage certificate, which is sort of much prettier than what you get from the state of Massachusetts, quite frankly. But it's very pretty and has their names, the date they got married, where they got married. They had the gold Massachusetts seal on it. And that's the one that they have their either best man or maid of honor witness it. Sometimes they'll have their moms. Sometimes they'll have their dads. Everyone's different.
That's a nice little touch, though. And, you know, you've kind of brought that on yourself to, you know, give them something to take away from the whole ceremony.
Well, I do. And I also give that to them for another reason is if they're going on a honeymoon, the first thing I tell them when you get on that airplane, you're going to give your biggest smile to the stewardess and say, we're newlyweds.
Right.
To see if you can get bumped up to first class.
Absolutely.
Get into your hotel.
Absolutely.
When you get into your hotel, you want to show them that marriage certificate and see if you can get bumped up to a better suite. Sometimes that may not be the case. It may be a bottle of champagne in your room or flowers or what have you. But and then also I tell them, if you go out to eat for the next 2 weeks, we're newlyweds. So,
right.
You know, just kind of show it to them and see what you can get from it.
Now, Carol, another question I had was when you perform the ceremony,
mm-hmm.
Now, is it necessary that, you know, there be a reading or that the bride and groom have to speak and say anything? Is that a requirement or is that just...
It is not, but, however, one of the things that I find is half my clients are shy, and they don't want to say something personal to one another. Is that what you mean as far
as
to personalizing a ceremony?
Yeah.
So half of them do, half of them don't. What I tell my couples is if you incorporate something personal in there about what your marriage means, what your special day means, it could be anything, I tell them, do not try and say that off the top of your head. You don't want to do that. You can try and memorize it as much as you want, but on the day of your ceremony, when you have people staring at you, you don't want to do that. So I tell all my clients, type it up on a piece of paper on what you want to say to one another when it comes time for that part in the ceremony. And then what I do, so they don't have to worry about bringing that with them and forgetting it, when it comes time for that part, I actually hand them the piece of paper to read from.
Okay.
So it is not required, but to me, I feel... It's very important because that's what personalizes your you know, ceremony. I mean, as much as I work with my clients and I do get to know them and we become friends on Facebook and Twitter, I still don't know them that well. So you don't want the officiant writing those personal vows. I think that should definitely come from the couple. But then again, it's optional. It's not required. Some people write their whole life stories on how they met, but everyone's different. Every ceremony is different. But no, the answer is it is definitely not required.
Okay. And to the other extreme, I guess, if they wanted a lot of people involved, they could do that also.
Absolutely. You can have readings. Sometimes at the beginning of my ceremonies, people like to have me read a poem about the loved ones who cannot be with them or who have passed on. And it's done in such a nice way that it doesn't make a happy occasion sad. So they can do things like that. Sometimes before the ceremony, I tell the couples, why not get a rose for your mom and surprise them before the ceremony starts? So the groom would give it to the bride's mom and the bride would give it to the groom's mom. Just kind of to start off the ceremony that way. So that's optional. Readings, you can have one, you know, maybe one or two throughout the ceremony, and you can ask a friend or a family member to come up and do a reading. And oftentimes they'll say to me, well, I don't know what to pick, or I don't know if they know what to pick. So I have a document that every time I come across a new reading, a wedding blessing or reading, I email it to them and say, okay, well, you pick something that you want that you know someone to read, or show them and see what they feel comfortable reading. So those are you know optional things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you have your unity candle. And I'm sure, Ron, you've seen the wine box and love letter ceremony that I created.
Yep.
Excuse me. That's becoming extremely popular, but I don't put the wording on my website because I'm trying to keep it unique.
I noticed that much to the chagrin of yourself and probably a lot of people, you know, people plagiarize it.
Oh, absolutely. That is true. But, yes, that is definitely true. But most people are good about emailing me, and I'm happy to share it. I just tell them you cannot put that on your website.
Okay.
Because, again, to me, it's something unique. It's a little bit different from the unity candle or the rose ceremony or the hands of the bride and groom ceremony. So, okay. But, yeah, I mean, there are so many options in a ceremony, and people can really have fun with them.
Okay. You're listening to the Wedding Tips Radio Show on 1110 AM WCCM. We're talking with Justice of the Peace, Carol J. Merletti. She is from Malden, but she goes all over the state. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And her website, if you want to visit it, is Wedding of Your Desire, all one word. That's wedding, not weddings. It's just weddingofyourdesire.com. And you can visit her website. Carol, I'm going to ask you to stay on the line right now. We have a caller with a question. I just want to see if it's for you, if it's just a question for any of us. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I don't have a question. I was just calling to say I miss Danny's voice, and I was hoping that he's going to be on the air next week.
Yes, he's in training. He will be back next week. I know his fan club is out there, and they listen for him every week. He should be back next week, and I'll say it now for him, and the golden earring will be mentioned. So,
well, not that I'm not enjoying your voice, but I do love his, and yeah. I was just making sure he was going to be there next
yeah.
week.
Wow. Yeah. I wonder if his wife knows he has such a big fan club.
Yeah, it's not that we're shutting him out. He will be back, and it's just he had personal business this week.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And we're talking with Carol J. Merletti. Carol, I think I mentioned Dan to you,
and because
mm-hmm. they did mention Dan, let me throw this scenario at you, because this would, if Dan was here, he would love this. So let me throw this scenario at you. I went to the cheapest town I could find for a marriage license. I have my marriage license. I have my fiance. We're sitting on the Green Monster. Can you marry me there?
Absolutely. I've married 17 couples there so far, and a few coming up for this wedding season.
Excellent, excellent. Where else? Have you also done them at the Garden?
I have. I've done them during a Celtics game as well, and all of those. There is a link on my website on, you know, for those weddings as well. They're fun. They're a lot of fun, and you have to be a real diehard sports fan to do it. But, you know, and it's funny, a lot of people think, you can't have a formal wedding at Fenway Park. You absolutely can. I've done both.
That's,
I've done them
awesome.
During the seventh inning stretch. I've done them during private tours. There are several ways that you can get married at Fenway Park and at the Boston Garden.
All right, Carol, we're gonna add a caller on because
sure.
he must have heard this, and I'm sure he wants to talk. Go ahead, caller.
Any chance of playing Golden Earring at Fenway Park?
You know, somebody once stuck a golden earring sticker in the dugout, but they filed it and took it down.
It was up there the whole winter, though.
Carol, in case you can't take the gist, this is Dan on the line with us right now.
Hi, Dan.
Carol, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Okay, I'm sorry I'm not there today. But that's great. You actually do weddings at Fenway Park in the Boston Garden.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Are they ever looking for a videographer?
Well, Dan, you know, I've got a question now, and this is something that can come up, and I'm sure, you know, Carol, you have experience with this. Do you coordinate with the photographers and the videographers for the ceremony so that, you know, I know a lot of times in a church, the priest will be very adamant about, you know, you can't be here, you can't be there, I don't want you here. How do you go about handling that? Is that an issue for you, or do you?
It has not been an issue, but I will tell you, and this is a rule of thumb of mine. If I arrive, when I arrive at a venue, if a photographer does not come up to me and say, "Carol, is there anything you don't want me to do?" That's when I get concerned. It's the photographers who come up to me and say, "Now, you know," they're the ones who come up and say, "Are you worried about this?" If they don't do it, that's a concern that I have. So I have to go up to them and say, "You know what? I just want to make sure you're not going to stand in between the three of us. I don't care what you see, but just don't put the flashes in our eyes, you know." But for the most part, to be honest with you, photographers, they know what they're doing. They know their job.
Right.
And they will check with me. One of the things that I do when I arrive at every single venue is the first person I look for is the wedding coordinator, if there is one. Because that person is going to know where I can find the bride and where I can find the groom. I like to check on both of them to make sure they don't have any last-minute questions.
Absolutely.
I look for the dad. I want to make sure that he understands what his role is. People forget that. Dads are important. So I want to make sure he knows what he has to do when he walks his daughter down the aisle. I also check in with the musicians or DJs. I check in with a photographer, a videographer, just to make sure that we are all on the same page.
You hear that, Dan?
Absolutely.
Make sure
Absolutely.
You check with the JP from now on, all right?
That's the first thing they should do is come up and ask that question. When they don't,
well,
I
like the
I get
fact
concerned.
That she looks for the videographer. That takes it off my hands.
But I think, Ron, you've worked with me, as you've said plenty of times, and you know that, you know, we'll obviously we know each other now, but that's what I do, is I make sure I go to everyone to absolutely make sure they understand what their role is.
Yeah, because I always, you know, whether it's you or another JPSC, what is the last thing you're going
last
to
thing
say?
You're gonna say, exactly.
Before
mm-hmm.
I have to, you know, hit the music for them
right.
to
yep.
do the recessional. So.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Dan, you have any other questions? I know you want to know who you can contact at Fenway Park to get in there to do all these videos.
Yeah, Ron, if you can get that information, that would be great. but I got
to
get back in because...
I'm happy to give out any names.
Yeah. Okay, I got to get back in because they're doing a CPI course right now, and I'm probably missing some very important stuff. But,
oh.
Carol, I wish I was there to talk more with you. I'm sure Boop is doing a good job there today, and I'll see everybody next week.
All right, sounds
Thank
good.
You,
I'm sure
Dan.
Nobody
you
misses
again
me.
When you're back.
Yeah, no, your fan club already called.
You missed the fan club.
What fan club?
Somebody called looking for you. They want to know where you were, if you were going to be back next week.
A young lady
Come
called
on.
You. Yeah,
it was
young
a young lady.
Yes.
It wasn't my wife, was it?
No. No.
I don't think
know.
So.
You better watch out.
I hope she wasn't listening, though. I hope your wife wasn't listening, Dan.
Okay, well, hey, guys, take care. And Carol, nice talking to you.
Thank you. Same to you, Dan. Take care.
Carol, another question I'm sure that's on people's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hiring a JP, what are the fees? I mean, is it like any business you say, well, I'll do your wedding, give me $1,000?
That is against the law. They can't do that.
Ah, okay.
Justices of the peace are the only ones whose fees are regulated by the governor of Massachusetts.
Wow.
Many people don't know that. So, having said that, excuse me, for an example, if I married somebody in my town of Malden, so if my neighbor was getting married, of course they would get a discount, I'm sure, but if my neighbor or somebody down the street was getting married in Malden, they live in Malden, I live in Malden, the only fee that I can charge them is $100. That's set by the governor.
Because it's within the same town that you're in.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And then once you go out of your city, whether it's to a venue or to somebody's home, that's $150. Now, some officiants will charge to help write vows. I don't do that. To me, it's not about the money. I love what I do. But, you know, it is a lot of time involved. So, yes, I do charge. But as you know, Ron, I also do a lot of pro bono work for the military, police officers, and firefighters.
Right, I know that. I was going to bring that up, but I'm glad you did.
Yep,
I appreciate
yep.
that.
So anyone, you know, anytime any one of them are getting married, they know there's no charge involved at all. So, yes, it's regulated by the state. Oftentimes, some officiants will charge travel fees, and that, again, is against the law.
Interesting.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, it's, they're not supposed to do that, and which is one of the reasons that on my website, I have the link to the governor's office so that people can see that.
Okay, so, Carol, essentially, you're in Malden.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in Springfield wants you to do their wedding. You have to go all the way out to Springfield, and the most you can charge for that is $150.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
No travel? So that's,
no. It's,
okay.
I mean, I as I said, there are some people that will do that. But, no, I don't, you know, I don't do it. It's, you know, to me, it's about the fun. It, you know, as I said, I still, you know, obviously I still charge the fees that the governor allows me to, but I'm not going to take advantage of people.
Right.
That's just not.
Well, you would hope if you were going to Springfield that at least invite you to stay for the reception and get
That's
you a
actually
room.
Well, let her, that was going to be my next thing to bring
yeah.
up, Carol. You know, want to come to my reception?
You know what? I would love to, but I do so many weddings that I rarely see my family. So one of the things I tell people on my website is, please believe that I really appreciate the fact that you're inviting me. However, for a few reasons, as I said, I rarely see my family. So, and oftentimes I'll do a few weddings in one day. Yeah. So for me, I would rather, you know, them not have to feel obligated to have their guests sit with an officiant that they don't know. And plus the fact that weddings are so expensive today, I don't want them to have to pay for me to have dinner. You know, I just, I feel guilty about that. So I tell them, you know, thank you, but no thank you. And you know, in a polite way, I really appreciate it. However, you know, maybe now and then if I'm standing there while we're waiting to have a photo together, I'll grab a chicken finger as it's walking by. But no, I tell people that's not necessary.
Okay. We've been talking with Justice of the Peace, Carol J. Merletti. She is in Malden, but she does travel if she needs to. The wedding site, the website for her services, it's Weddings of Your Desire.
It's actually Wedding.
Wedding.
Yep.
I'm sorry. That's wedding, okay. Just without the S, weddingofyourdesire.com. Phone number, if you need to call Carol, is 781-322-8857. Carol, thank you very much. You will do your wedding at Fenway Park if you need her to, or wherever. And Carol, maybe we'll have you back again if we have some more questions. But
absolutely.
I appreciate you coming on today.
Absolutely. You're most welcome. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Carol.
And by the way, Ron?
Yes?
Happy birthday.
Oh,
it's your birthday?
It is tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Thank you, Carol. Now I must
You're
be all red.
You're most welcome.
Oh, yeah. He's 27.
Yes. And one leg.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Wedding Tips Radio Show. I know we're up against the wall here.
I was trying to keep that a secret, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Happy birthday, Ron.
Thank you. You've been listening to us at 1110 AM WCCM. Don't forget our podcasts are on boopa.com/blog. Follow the link to our podcast. We'll see you next week. Dan will be back for all his fans. Thank you.
I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
The opinions expressed on this program were those of the host and their guests and are not necessarily those of WCCM or its sponsors.